Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We just listened to Battle Lore. They are from Finland. And we listened to the song Minas Morgul, or Minas Morgul, which is part of their 2022 album, The Return of the Shadow. And before that, we listened to Serpentant. They are from Seattle in the United States. And we listened to the song Ancient Tomes, which is part of their 2022 album, Ancient Tomes Volume 1, Mother of Light. So we had a couple of songs, and now we're going to play you a song from our guests, from Opus Arise. And when we come back, we'll have a chat with Sean. So stay tuned, and let's listen to Reminiscence. And we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish Territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. I would also like to remind you that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the previous, current, past, and future, and everything podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. And yes, we just listened to Opus Arise from Vancouver. We listened to the song Reminiscence, yeah. Which is part of their 2022 album, The Network. All right, so we are with Sean from Opus Arise. Is that correct? How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great, yes. Sean Hillman from Opus Arise here.
There you go, perfect. Yeah, we have to make sure that we have the right person, right? Otherwise, you know. It has happened before.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, thanks for being with us tonight, Sean. Oh,
thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. So I guess I usually do a little, have a couple of questions for the bands, basically to, mm-hmm. you know, introduce themselves to our listeners and whoever else is, you know, beyond the radio waves. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, how long have you been together as a band? I don't know if you have had the same members or not, or, you know, something like that.
The project as Opus Arise started around 2013, 2014. Before that, we had some different incarnations of it. Before, it was kind of more of a, before it added like classical instruments like violin, viola, cello. It was kind of more of a straightforward, well, I guess I can say straightforward, but more of like a Dream Theater homage, kind of like the standard progressive metal sound you would typically hear with keyboards and guitar. But I've always been into like classical symphonies, you know, like Sibelius, Holst and such. So I always wanted to kind of mesh the two together, you know. I've heard like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I always wanted to do something like that, but like heavier and more proggy. So I played with community orchestras around the city, and that's where I've met a lot of the players with the first incarnation of the band, sort of the Revelation era lineup. And just had some people just couldn't commit, some people that weren't into it. So I had sort of a rotating door of members that just couldn't stay. As of now, it's just basically me and Matt, the two Matts and Michelle, are kind of like keeping it as a studio project for the time being. We might bring it back live at a later point, but I think we got a backlog of music that we want to really, really want to record. So I think that's kind of our focus for the time being. So
I see. And I see what you're saying. Okay, thanks. And I guess another question is, how did you come up, or the band came up with the name? I think you're saying a little bit, you mentioned the, you know, did you like operas and all that, but.
Yeah, I just wanted to find something that's kind of like a balance between, like, you know, the classical, neoclassical, orchestral sound of the band, as well as the metal side of the band. So Opus, that means work, and Arise, the work arises, I guess you could say. And, you know, I thought it was a cool name that kind of suits the style of the band. So, yeah, nothing too deep. So,
no, that's okay. Yeah, I've been with bands that, you know, I mean, either how they came with the name is hilarious, or, or, you know, it's like it was like a really, you know, in-depth, dark, you know, process. And yeah, so it's I guess it depends. It can be anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like the band Stratovarius. Like, they, you know, kind of an homage to the Stratocaster guitar and the Stradivarius violin, and I kind of meshed the two. Sort of the same deal.
Yes. Thing, so. No, you know, it was interesting. Yeah. You mentioned, I mean, in the previous question, you mentioned Holst. And I mean, I've only listened to The Planets, but wow, you remind me that, you know, I haven't listened to that in a long time. I guess that's his. Great, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if you actually listen to other works by Holst, it sounds nothing like The Planets at all. It's actually, a lot of his stuff was like homage to like Romantic era composers, even Baroque composers. He wrote a lot of that kind of stuff stylistically, but The Planets was kind of a big departure from his other works that he did. So.
Interesting. There you go. You learn a lot with every single interview. That's what I like about this volunteering gig.
Yeah.
That's good. So how many LPs or EPs or CDs, I guess, tapes, LPs for the, for us that are a little more familiar with the older forms of recordings? Arise have.
So we have two albums out. We did have a demo that we kind of called it back in 2018. It was actually all video game music made into orchestral metal suites, as you can call it, or medleys. But we've re-recorded that. That's coming out later this year, actually. But we have our first album that came out in 2016, Revelation. Those are really old songs now. And and our latest album, The Network, which was actually composed by drummer and violinist Matt Logan, who I met we met like 10 years now. So we've been playing together quite a while. We also play together in a black metal group called Sun Eater. We just have a new album coming out this year as well, so stay on the look for that.
There you go. Well, I guess we have to do another interview for Sun Eater. There you go.
Yes, for
just
sure.
Got a gig.
Awesome.
That's great. I see. Okay. No, that's good. And so is the are you still recording, or have you done the recording, or how is that going for the one you're coming out this year? Sorry.
Yeah, The Network came out back in December. We have a few more visualizers coming out. We have three music videos that were released, kind of play through with visuals, and two visualizers are out now. So there'll be the remaining three songs on the album should have visualizer videos out. You can check on our YouTube channel, just at Opus Arise, and you can check all our videos out there. And video game orchestral suites will be coming out around summertime. I think we just got to do a few more tweaks. We got a choir on it. We got videos for those too. So really want to push the content out. I think that's been really well received. So just keep going forward with it.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's what we need to do. Well, you, not really. I just provide a little bit of media to let the audience, the listeners, get some music and get to know, about the bands a little bit. So, but yeah, for sure, you have to push. Now it's all about content.
Yeah, it's all about content.
That's good. So I guess when was the last tour or the last time you were able to go live, and I guess how many of you were out? And
last time we played, it was late 2019. We played with a really cool synthwave project called 2600, the Runaway 4, who we played with at the Retro Game Expo a number of times, like a video game cover band, and Omnisite. They're kind of a prog metal band. That was the last show we played at the end of 2019 at Pub 340. And I think that was one of the last few Pub 340 shows happened before the pandemic and their license went away. And I don't think there has been any shows since then. So, or not a lot before the pandemic. So,
I hear you. Yeah, that was a good venue, like the Pub 340 was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I've saw so many great shows happen there, and is right by the waterfront, easy access to the SkyTrain, and just a really good vibe there. I miss that place.
Yeah, they even had good beer. You well, yeah, to make it better.
Beer was good and it was cheap. Like, well, how can you go wrong?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you had, you know, the arcade and whatever. I mean, it was, yeah. Fun for all ages.
Yeah, it, yeah, it was great. Oh, I mean, it was a cool vibe for sure.
Well, that's cool. So another question. What's, like in terms of the, I guess, the songs, the composition, like, is it like a individual effort by somebody or somebodies, or like a group effort? How does that work for Opus Arise?
Yeah, it's usually scored out by somebody. We have to write all the parts out. We've, in the early days, we tried jamming stuff out. Some ideas, you know, we'll not take a note down and go to the score and, you know, adjust things and that. And usually with, like, the drums, you know, we kind of give a rough draft of the drums, but tell the drummers, go nuts, do whatever you want. You know, change some things with the string parts. They're not, like, you know, they're not, like, you know, that's exactly what you can play. You can play around with it and such. But with a project like this, you kind of have to treat it like a big band or an orchestra or a little chamber group. Is just so much going on, and it's people, you know, we have players that, you know, you're like accustomed just reading sheet music, not like improvising or writing stuff on the fly. So got to accommodate that way too. And when you're preparing for, like, the video game shows, you got to have everything scored out. So yeah, I kind of treat it like a little chamber group that way. So
yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always found interesting when you know, they mix one or two or more genres in, you know, into one. So but I mean, this one on paper, like, you know, like metal and, you know, I don't know, some classical instruments or what have you, would be, yeah, might seem a little, you know, completely opposite, but
yeah,
well, but I think they, you know, I think they mix up well. Yeah, I don't know what you think about that.
Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, sorry, like how, I mean, I think sometimes they think like the you know, the metal and the symphony, or the metal and the instruments, are, you know, should not mix, but I think they mix very well. Like, I think it's,
oh yeah, they definitely mix very well. Yeah. I think when it comes to composing and it's such, I thought, well, metal in a lot of ways is very similar that way with the, you know, theory and the arrangements and such. So where was I going with this? I kind of lost my train of thought here, but but no, it's been a lot of trial and error with the arrangements too, with the strings and trying to you know, figure out what you know, should play what here and there. But I, after these years, I'm kind of finding a method now of like what should be doing here, just so nothing gets buried or things get too busy, so like everything kind of stays balanced that way when it comes to writing and arranging. So
well, that's good. I'm glad that you found, yeah, the methodology. That's great. Yeah, I think that it's pretty difficult, like, to, anyway, to, yes, you know, get everything to align and to, yeah, anyway, yeah, integrate. I don't know what's the proper word, you know.
It's a never-ending process, much like a guitar player looking for the perfect guitar tone, just always striving to improve, and that's all you can really do, honestly, so.
Yes, I hear you. Can you, I guess, remind us or tell us, like, where can we find, you mentioned a little earlier about your YouTube channel, about the videos, I guess, for, you know, for music, for, you have a website, are you on the social media, like, if you can tell us where to find more about Opus Arise?
Yeah, just the usual places, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we have Spotify, if you want to check our two albums are on there. Our YouTube channel's got all our videos. We also got a little Star Wars cover. I think it's got over 3,000 views, which is kind of cool. We did it when we played a Canucks game about 4 years ago now. That was 2019. We got offered to play at a Canucks game for Star Wars night, and we did the main Force theme cover. Da, 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 da. So we did an arrangement of that and used some of the footage that we got from playing live at Rogers Arena that night and meshed it in with the music video. So I think it turned out pretty well. You can watch it there, and first album's on there too. Bank albums, if you like them, buy them on Bandcamp. It'd be much appreciated. So
yes, we have to support the costs, you know, as much as we can.
Oh, it's appreciated.
Thank yes. You. No, that's cool. That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, Rogers Arena and then Star Wars. I mean, like, you know, hockey and Star Wars together, I mean, and metal, I mean.
Yeah, it was definitely the one of the craziest gigs I've ever played in my life. Just like happened out of nowhere. It was a show that we played at Pub 340, not the last one, but a year before. We were opening for a local band, Cosm, a prog metal band. And we're playing their CD release show, and some guy just like came up to us after set, and I heard you guys. Do you do Star Wars covers? I'm like, no, but we can arrange some, and yeah, and just offered us the gig. It was crazy. Yeah, crazy things happen, I guess. So
yes, well, that's cool. That's why you have an audience. You play live.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very, very much, Sean, for being with us tonight.
Oh,
it was great.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
thank
it's
you
amazing.
For, appreciate it. And no, it's amazing being here. Thanks for having me. And check out Opus Arise.
Yeah, exactly. Please do. And I guess, you know, whenever you have a new single, or you happen to, you know, organize the tour again, like, let us know, and we'll
oh,
help
for
spread
sure.
the word.
I would appreciate that. Yeah, I'll give you guys a shout for sure.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much again, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Antonio. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Yes. That was Sean Hillman from Opus Arise. Yeah, let's go and listen to another song from them. Let's listen to Change. And, yeah. And then we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown.